KPFA 89.3, KPFB in Berkeley 88.1, KFCF in Fresno 97.5, K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at kpfa.org.
The show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. So, yes, the equinox is imminent. It will be at 6:04 p.m. in California. So this is a particularly deliberate dedication to democracy, a fun drive show. It's very powerful. Some things are always true, but there are times when they're truer. This idea of balance, of to and fro. Oh, there we go. So deliberate dedication to democracy, as those of you who have been hanging with me for a while know, I love the word deliberate because it comes from Libra. The sun will enter Libra tonight at 6:04 p.m. West Coast. And it comes from two verbs, liberare, to liberate, and libare, to balance. So to be deliberate is to be in a state of liberating balance. There we go. That's what we want to cultivate, to step into the center of the storm story. So we'll be playing some excerpts from Team Equinox presentation that was Monday night, but all about honoring right now, honoring democratic animism. Democratic animism now. We say we're democracy now on mushrooms. And co-riff this hour with metaphysical political strategist, long-time ally Patricia Ewing. Welcome, Pat.
Hey, hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, of course. And so it's great. So you were part of the Monday broadcast, and then here you are in person, and we'll be playing little bits of it and co-riffing, that we all spiral into equinoctial equilibrium to be agents of cool response in a hot, reactive world. So the actual equinox is tonight, just a few little fun drive announcements here, and then off we go. You know, magnetizing of manifest blessing, you know, and so we bring in one of our teammates, the Taoist Rainbringer, right? Remember when there was a drought in China, when Richard Wilhelm was there translating the I Ching, and the villagers called in the Taoist Rainbringer, and he sat for several days in meditation, nama, 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 and then it poured and poured and poured. So Wilhelm asked him, how did you make the rain come? And the Taoist Rainbringer said, oh no, I didn't make the rain come. Where I live, things are in equilibrium, in harmony. When I came to your community, it was so out of whack. It took me 3 days to come into alignment. And when I came into alignment, the rains came. Just everybody keep the Taoist Rainbringer as an ally in your magic backpack, you know. And so what we're going to do is we're going to begin with number one, Rod, which is Amakela Gaston's invocation of Legba Oshun. Here we go.
And to ask for the blessings to be poured in. I love that fairy dust that you were telling us about. And then a Legba to open all of our paths and crossroads. So we begin with Yamile Odo. Yamile Odo. Popa ase, ise mi sarama woe, yamile odo, para suwayo, mama Kenya, echuo dara, Kenya irawo, para suwayo, mama Kenya, echuo dara, Kenya ira wo say.
So I've been working with Ami for 30 years. I've been working with you, Pat, for since before the Buddha was born. I think that's really great. So I love Ami's invocation, Legba Oshun. This is the night when Mercury Legba hands the baton to Venus, that all of our knowledge and craft now be dedicated to intimacy and beauty and collaboration. We go, oh, that's really great. Okay, so it's been a bumpy time, Pat, you know, and wherever we want to go to and fro between our Monday night colleagues and now. But I like thinking there's been enough stress to guide us to do what's easy, right, to come into calm. Do you feel coming into calm?
come through action. There are
That's
very
good.
Deliberate, specific actions we can take that are seem perfunctory. They seem like obvious, and they can seem, is that it? But there's a couple-step process here, and in order to create the calm, even just voting, even registering to vote, to go out to vote, to organize, to support the vision that you want to create and are creating, can be incredibly beneficial. There are folks in our country who should not be holding elective office. There are folks in our country that should be, and that can help and support in this time period of where there are those who wish to fracture democracy for their own sake, for their own power, for their own gain, for their own desires. We have a democracy that can put forth the people that we want. Point being, use the tools that are there. Using the tools that are already established can lead to a calming effect and lead us to a very obvious sort of peace and an obvious idea. So it can seem obvious, it can seem perfunctory, but it can be very profound.
Right. No, small things. Oh, sorry. Yeah. So I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, no. Go.
Oh, okay. Small things. What are those things we can do, you know, to guide the world and ourselves back into order, where we transition from Virgo to Libra? And I love Marie Laveau, a great voodoo queen of New Orleans, saying when she really wanted to get something done, she'd clean her house, open up the front and back doors, usher the old energy out, welcome the new energy in, and then go out and kick butt. Right, so the small rituals, I did that today. It felt good. I finally vacuumed. But it's like just little small things, but absolutely, you know, and vote, devote. Yeah, and part of, you know, the collegial joy of connecting with you and with all of our dedicated listeners, 26 years this month, is the power of our reciprocal blessing. Oh, let me remember. You can have the autumnal equinox deliberate dedication to democracy for a pledge of $75. Let me just put this up front. 1-800-439-5732. That's 1-800-439-5732, or kpfa.org. online, and also KPFA's Fall Collection of Storytelling for Social Change with Barbara Ehrenreich. Yes, I knew her a smidge. We would present with many other cool, feisty women on stage. Wonderful woman. She just passed. So it's her storytelling and also Law and Disorder with host Kat Brooks, included Michelle Alexander on her classic book from 2010, The New Jim Crow. Very important. We're going to get to Ken Burns's Holocaust in America. Crucial. And Salman Rushdie, who's in recovery. May it be so. So that's for donation of anything. You know, we love sustaining members, $5, $10 a month, you know, but any amount that feels magic dedicated to you is good, and you get all of that and other things we'll be mentioning. 1-800-439-5732. Now, back to ourselves. Yes, exactly, Pat. And then we may touch on Ken Burns. We'll see where he wants to come up. Well, maybe just allude a little bit now. When you say, you know, we have this opportunity to gather now at the equinox, this tipping point. You know, Terry Pratchett says magic is easy, just find the fulcrum and push. Like, phew. So here we are, setting forth, you know, into this dynamic, dangerous, beautiful, dangerous fall, right? And this election upcoming, where so much is on the line. And you began to watch a little bit of Ken Burns's Holocaust in America, right?
Yes.
I'm waiting for you. Right. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say that you said fulcrum, and you were talking about how, you know, a lot on the line, and with the Ken Burns, what I'm finding interesting is, and what I was listening for, are those points where you know your Terry Pratchett quote. What were those points where if someone had pushed one way or another, millions of people would have lived instead of been killed and murdered. And
right.
it's an important, it's such an important lesson of who is the other, what does the other mean to me? Is there really an other? And why are these things so important within our culture of color, of gender, of all of these questions? Why do they, someone coming in who doesn't, you know, an immigrant coming in, and how do we create a wholeness in our culture where and an explicit expression of inclusion? And where do peoples as a group, not even just in democracies, but peoples, I mean, look what's going on in Italy, right? You know, where a group of people gets so scared or upset or angry that fulcrum pitches to a side that they have to live through, you know, a horror before it comes back again. And can we learn a lesson where we take inclusion off that seesaw for good and keep it?
Yes. You know, and the Ken Burns piece, just to allude to it, it's America's Pluto return right now. Pluto is where it was when this country was founded. So the death and rebirth of democracy requires full-on looking at everything. And Ken Burns's gift, powerful, difficult, necessary gift. I'm going to watch the whole thing again. Many of us know many things, but I guarantee there's things we didn't know. and he starts off, you know, it's all complicitous, right? And as you say, where were those fulcrum moments? We're in such a tippy time, like the worst of humans. Oh, the best. Oh, the best. And so it was then, but he goes all the way back, excuse me, into the 1920s in America. We could go further back, of course, but when eugenics, you know, and Theodore Roosevelt says only certain white people should breed, and I mean, and it catches on, and it's Henry Ford and all these people, and in 1924, America passes the most restrictive immigration act, and Hitler, in prison, sees that and goes, oh, I salute America in our shared vision of a white country. And I further am inspired by your treatment of native people. That's what you did pushing west. I'm going to do pushing east. And I'm also very admiring, said Hitler, of America, your Jim Crow laws. It's like, oh, it's very crafted, but it's like we got to know these things. And people wanted to do good, right? But as you say, you know, these tipping points that we're at, like where could someone have done something? And that's a worthy work of proffering and storytelling and art in which we go, right, right. And our dedication, right, our deliberate dedication to do, you know, what's there. But let's bring in just a... our next clip, Season Out of Balance, and we'll aspire to spin back into balance. So it's clip number two, Rod.
The Irish philosopher John Moriarty would always ask, what is it we consent to be dreamed by? And so, absolutely, yes, that's the still water at twilight is often where I go to seek true reflection. And in Irish culture, as in many cultures, the health of sovereign relationships was always measured by what was happening with the health of the land. And here in Western Maine, between drought and the theft of water by Poland Spring, autumn has been very early. The apples have already fallen from the trees on the land where I'm living, which should not have happened right now. And so when I think of that, I think of, well, from an Irish standpoint, we have a year that's divided into two halves, the dark of the year and the bright of the year. And in the dark of the year, we give all of our blessing and pour all of our fertility toward the other world. And the bright half of the year, the other world pours all of its blessing to us. And so I think if we are in a time when the land is telling us it wants to go into darkness and wants to go into slumber sooner than it otherwise would, it's a message that we've been ignoring the ancestors and land spirits and the exiled ones and need to turn our attention there, turn our attention to the dreaming beneath the earth. And I think of how the plants at this time of year are showing us exactly how to do that. They send all of their life force and all of their consciousness down into their roots, and the apples began to drink the cider of their own fermentation to go into their winter dreams. Mm. And so in the season out of balance, I think we're being called back to that reciprocity, called to listen to those deep older voices. And I think of something that Ron was saying about the Hopi teacher who was speaking of, as the world is speeding up, which requires for us to slow down. And in the Irish tradition, this kind of time would have been the time when the prophet poets would put on their swan feather cloaks and go out into the wilderness and fast and sleep in dark stone chambers and eat mushrooms until they caught the fire in their head that was the truth to bring back to the people. And so may we all allow ourselves to enter more deeply into the dreaming of the earth. May we all allow ourselves to listen more to the ancestral voices and the voice of the land as we make our election of in what way power will flow. And in the Irish tradition, power flows from the other world into this world. It's the wedding of the king to the spirit of the land at the moment that the other world is in blossom and this world is in slumber, that brings fruitfulness when the time for fruitfulness comes in the seasons to follow.
Hmm. And it is such a beautiful astro-mythology backing us up, this transition from the sun in Virgo to the sun in Libra. You know, Virgo is called the ruler of ritual magic, micro to macro. It's like the great voodoo, you know, Queen of New Orleans, Marie Laveau, said if she really wanted to get something done, she would sweep out the past, out her front door, welcome the new and her back door, put her house in order, and then she'd go out and kick butt.
Right. So Mercury retrograde. So I said that twice. Once with us here and once on the recording. There we go. It's all perfect. It's a quirky time. And then again, we are offering the full equinox with Patricia Ewing, great metaphysical, political, spiritual strategist. We'll come back into that. And Sean Patrick O'Donohue and Aran Kauk and Michaela Gaston all cahooting. We love a team. We're merging into collaborative team. That's really good. So, yeah, so I love... what do I love? I love season out of balance, called back to reciprocity, going, okay, let's do that. Because, you know, I mean, I love the confluence of you, Patricia Ewing, right? Because you are, you know, experienced and competent in running ardent, you know, political campaigns in a good way and deeply rooted and connected to beauty and metaphysics and the necessary blending of the two. I think that's so unique, wonderful, crucial way to go, right? I mean, that is that you recognize yourself in that, right?
I appreciate that. I think that's lovely. And I would say I appreciate the fact that you start with the latter and you go and then you end up with the former. So we're kind of flipped, you know, in the same way. And I appreciate that in you as well. And part of my goal is to see what betterment, joy, inclusion, what it looks like before it becomes manifest and how does it come here, and then create the strategy to bring it about. And how does that happen? So you can, even in a political world, a concrete world, for lack of a better word, that, you know, this sort of formal bureaucratic world, there are many of us actually who actually hold a better vision. And I've met many, 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 many people who care greatly about society and culture and how it is, how it imbues joy, and use this bureaucratic system, the, and democracy itself, to support and to gain, to have those gains, and to, and how do we become better humans? And it's a constant conversation. And, you know, a democracy is easy to start, but it's hard to hold. And it starts with a vision. It starts with an idea of inclusion, and then it gets very practical on how to move towards it. And I think that that is not something that is just in those who work in the, you know, political world or any other world. I think a lot of everyone does. Everyone does that who wants to have a better world. Where we are being thrown in our face right now is the opposition to that. So it is, we're looking at power for power's sake. And I love power. I'm not, I think power is lovely and wonderful. Held power, in which you try to hold on to it for your own gain and not let it flow through you to others, is what we're seeing right now. We're seeing where those places are where people want to divide other people, where they want to create rights for themselves and not include others, where they want to take for themselves and you know, in order to stop others from thriving. And so you have to actually face now, what do I think? What do I feel? What do I think of power? What do I think of leadership? Everyone in our country has to ask themselves those questions. What is my future? How do I want to move forward? And it's in and of itself, that's a gift, because we are creating a better culture and a better country through everyone having to ask those questions, because we cannot implicitly give leaders right now the right or the control or believe that they can get us through this. The only way for us to get through this is collective action. And
yeah,
the
sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. You no, go. Please.
Yep. No, you go, you go. There was just a pause. Keep going.
The collective action. And what my sort of piece of this is that we don't need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We have a system in place, a system that will, I believe, help to bring this system back into alignment if we choose to keep it. It's a good enough system. It's not a great system. There are lots. I mean, I've worked in, you know, voter rights projects for decades. It's not a perfect system, but it's enough of a positive system, enough of it, and we need that we can use that in order to start to stem the problem, to stop the to reject some of the folks that need to be rejected, to support the folks that need to be supported, as we figure out how to come back to a larger vision. And so, therefore,
right. That is very, very before us. It is very before us, and I see that nobody's calling in. So, what's very before us is this is a great time to contribute to the station so that we can keep this going. This month is the 26th year of the Visionary Activist Show. So you can have the whole Equinox talk, you know, for a pledge of $75 or more. There's much that you can have. Let me just add in something, because wonderful Aaron, who's getting married tomorrow, put together these great episodes. This is Visionary Activist Show Archival Gold Part 1 with Hendrika DeVries. Again, we'll tie it in. No, kitty. Excuse me. Yes, dangerous cat transit. Okay. Excuse me, Volgar. Extremely live radio. Okay. No, you cannot chew on the cords, kitty. There we go. We're all backstage together here. But it's Hendrika DeVries and her powerful, pertinent memoir of growing up in Nazi-occupied Amsterdam. Because, you know, when you speak of this, Pat, and also the Ken Burns PBS special, which I highly recommend, it's like, ooh, and he takes it all the way,
all the way to January 6th, right? It's like, we have choices. We have liberating balance. So team, we're offering from the archives 8. I'll just run through it really, really quickly for a pledge of $100. It's Hendrika DeVries. It's Karen Gedney. Incredible, Dangerous, Beautiful Assignment. 30 Years Behind Bars. Redemptive Cultural Medicine. We have Lily Ye, because that is so wonderful. Again, Making Beauty Out of Horror. And from the ancient archives of 120309, a really great conversation with Pir Zia. So we're digging in the archives. Dennis Dutton, an ancestor now, but one of the most wonderful shows I remember. You know, again, power of place, and that we're connected to the land that we love. And then the really great interview with Janine Benyus, and that's from October 16th, 08, that's right, and Naomi Shihab Nye. All right, so all of those things can be yours for a pledge of $100 by calling 1-800-439-5732. 1-800-439-5732, or securely online, kpfa.org. And we must be being awfully fascinating, because nobody's calling in. I can see that. Okay. But we shall carry on nonetheless. Okay, here we go. Absolutely, Pat. And then also just the playful part of the, you know, the reality, too. I loved justice. We want justice, right? And I loved somebody's tweet. I forgot their name. We can tell MAGA people we're taking them to a Trump rally and drop them off in Siberia because it's not a crime. It's like, the jokes that make it clear, the true jokes, we do love that. And then, part of the play is, that Uranus, trickster genius, is in Taurus now, which is what we have now, which we might not have had collectively the last time, which was 1935 to 1942. Very important, and also 1860, right? So it's like, so in 1935 to 1942, lots going on, hence Holocaust in America, really important. It's all everywhere, and it could have gone many, many ways, right? But again, everything that everyone does matters enormously now. Here we go. So let's listen to a very short clip, of Ron number 3. Possibly. Whoops. Maybe not.
Well, it kind of goes back to, I guess, a scientific idea about every action has an opposite and equal reaction. Mm-hmm. And as you presented the idea of looking at Instagram as opposed to, I can't quite remember, but like, say, the reflection of a moon off the lake or the landscape off the lake. And it was such a poignant moment to think about how deep and rich this beautiful world we live inside ourselves and outside ourselves to make that connection is available if we choose what to look at and how to comprehend what we're seeing.
That'll do. What I want to toss back to you, Pat, is your own Taurus moon, Scorpio self. You are the Buddha's full moon and very kin to this election. And what you said about power, the Taurus Scorpio dynamic says, many ways to describe this, but we don't source power, we invite it, right? And true power is Muti, is that which heals. And the modern world has been confused about dominance and control, which mythology would say is the toxic mimic of actual power, that we invite in what we need. And you're skookum with that, right?
Yeah, power grows when given. And that's the key. When you source power and you give it through generosity and kindness and inclusion, that's when power grows. Power is bright when you hold on to it for yourself. It can cause a bright, like that initial flame, like of a match, when you light that match, and you can husband it and hold on to it too tightly, and it can sort of burst. But it doesn't. The power then dissipates. So power grows when given, and that's the piece of it. So what are we giving? How are we supporting? How are we working towards, and what are we working towards? in the face of all this is what is what is important. So the whole itself, is what our goal is. What is the complete inclusive vision for this country, and how do we get there? On the political sense, it's actually defining rights. Undefined rights, when rights are undefined, whether it's about voting, it's confusing. Or whether about women, do you have the right over your own body? It's undefined. Do you know whether it's immigration? Are you allowed to immigrate or not? Am I going to make it so hard for you or not? And that's in the Ken Burns piece, and it happens today out of bureaucratic mess, but it's in intention. Mm. When you undefine rights, you're taking people's power away. You're working towards that. Your desire to keep it confusing enough that people can't, it hurts others. And you're then trying to take power for yourself. So it's not really about whether it's women, whether it's about immigrants, whether it's about Native Americans or former slaves on that lower level, on that sort of basic level. It's actually about not defining rights on purpose, so that you can maintain, and you meaning whoever wants to be in charge of something, they can keep all the cookies, basically. Because if we define women are not in the Constitution, for example, women are not in the Constitution. The only right we have is to vote, and that is it. We're not in the Constitution. We assume we're in the Constitution, but we're not. We need more explicit rights.
Well, and voting came much later, yeah. Yeah.
In 1920.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right,
so. So then for immigration, our immigration system is a mess. What's happening with the DACA people? What's happening it's not about the border. It's about the system that we're creating to make it a human system. We're actually part of the problem with our inflation right now is because we're not allowing immigrants into the country in a way in which they can help us prosper. So that actually increases inflation because you have a low unemployment rate and it actually hurts our economy. So if you defining the right, so number one, and this is a couple stage process. Right now, we are in a very precarious position with our democracy. We need to vote our way out of it. And then, and as we're doing that, have a larger inclusive idea about how we want to define what rights are. And I'm talking about laws and legalities so that we can create a more inclusive society.
Okay, right. We have much to unfurl. This is huge and big right now, and so, in that sense of you've put crucial things on the work table, and now we're going to have, recording number four. Ami calling in wise leadership, and that's part of the call and response. Pat delineates. Okay, here's the critique, and here's what we need, and it's like here comes Ami. Here we go.
We have infused sonically our offering to Obatala and sing Baba Fururu Ere Oro Oba Kanye Elegibu Eleifa Oba Pibasawo Eribore Batibao
Baba, o batala, o ta wini wini, sere gure, o bola hinya, sere.
So, I think that's one. Well, calling it in, and you do call it in, so that wise, responsible, cool in the head, warm in the heart, leadership may suffuse the collective mind. And what we're all up to here now, and in perpetuity may it be so,
Oh, I stepped on myself. I stepped on my own recording of myself, but it's a very quirky time, and we have a wonderful, dedicated listenership. I'm here with longtime ally Patricia Ewing. We are playing excerpts from our presentation, Equinox, that you can have for digital download for a pledge of $75 by calling 1-800-439-5732 or kpfa.org online. And yes, late-breaking news. It's wonderful from our pledge captain, Laura Privis, who says, yes, you can offer the Visionary Activist show Archival Gold. We just scooted to get it up. It's 8 really great shows. We hand-selected them from the archives going all the way back to 03, 09. Peer Zia is there for a pledge of $100 by calling 1-800-439-5732. And just briefly, well, it will be very brief because there's a few people to thank. Susan and Pacifica, listening to both Caroline Casey and the Herbal Highway since they began. Such great shows. 26 years. Thank you, Susan. I love Herbal Highway. Patrick in Santa Cruz says, doing great show. Very much enjoy it. Thank you. Thank you very much. There we go. And and Barry in Scotts Valley, California says, in my tradition, it's auspicious to give a present on one's birthday, so I can think of no better way to commemorate my autumnal equinox birthday than to contribute to a one-of-a-kind KPFA program that I've been listening to since its first broadcast. 26 years. Thank you, Barry. Okay, that's great. All right, well, we're going to just stir it up a smidge. We have Pat for a few more moments here because Pat and I are going to keep brewing in perpetuity. But you know the dangers that you speak of that we know, right? And I love another guest, Yahia Labavidi, says, where there are demons is where there is something precious worth protecting, right? So you're really honoring that too. There's where there are demons is where there's something precious worth protecting, and our democratic experiment and our tolerance. So what I want to toss back to you is the Ken Burns piece, which is powerful. And yes, we know many, many things about America's up to no goodness in many ways. But it's so delineating that the delusion of this country as tolerant, right? But then the grounding of the actual vision. And it's true, as he narrates, you know, it's very tippy, you know, and then enough people go, oh, enough people feel what you're calling for, Pat, you know, which is kinship, finally seeing what's happening and going, oh, it's still dodgy, right, in the bureaucracy and everything. So what would be your your vision? I'm called to duty to dedicatedly pitch in a moment, but if you have any exhortational vision you'd like to put forth, you know, now.
The power is within everybody who's on this show, and the power itself is felt by the country to such a degree there are those who want to hold it back. That the power is here, the inclusion is here, the changes are here. It's the people who don't want those changes and want to hold on to their little island of what they think is the right thing to do, or their power or their treachery, their goal is to stop what's inevitable, because we're already a more inclusive society. We already have, we're already growing to a browner culture. We're already including those cultures. We're already, you know, we can, and the changes, anything moving backward or crunching on that is their fear of that, which is all the positive that's changes that are already going on. So what I want people to feel is that it is, we're not being subjected to something. It's that we've created something that people are negatively reacting to. Some people are, who want to hold on to an old way of life in which they had all the cards in their hands. So they have, right. You look at Donald Trump today. He has all the cards. His entire company was a grift, and he had all the cards in his hands. Someone like that wants to continue to play it. They want to continue to play that hand. But he's doing it in the face, and people are doing it in the face of this country that is fundamentally changing for the better.
Ooh, yes. Oh, your voice is powerful, and may it be so. All right, I'm going to reluctantly, but grateful with gratitude and perpetuity, release you so I can dedicatedly pledge here so we can stay on the air. So we will speak very soon. Thank you so much, Patricia Ewing.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful day. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so Pat and I are in perpetual conversation, and she has many stories to tell backwards and forwards. The coup, the attempted coup of FDR, you know, which was discovered in 1934, was planned in 1933. It's all resonant now, which is why here we are, team. We're gathering, you know, Wolf, and we're gathering for our beloved mothership station, KPFA, and the Visionary Activist Show. 26 years on the air this month. So it's always been critique and solution, and the blending, like what do we have now, all of us, and those who are just tuning into the show and those who've been here for 26 years, what do we have now in the Uranus Taurus realm that we didn't have in 1935, 1942? We have a willingness for democratic animism, for collaboration. I love Crypto Naturalist says, it's not a mistake to need rest or seek help or make secret pacts with household spiders or find friendship with a mossy log or to think hello into the leaf litter and wait for a response or sink your fingers into the soil to see if they take root or to love this world. And I go, right. All of that, you know, again, we're dissolving the boundaries between spiritual and political or what's the thing. And we go, no, life is on the ballot this election. It's a powerful election. Many of you heard me speak of it before, and I will again. You know, it's a full moon lunar eclipse at dawn on election day. It's woofy women, but it's tippy. It's tippy. So, you know, as magnetizing enticements, we're, you know, offering a digital download of the full Equinox talk with me, Patricia Ewing, Ron Kauk, Sean Patrick O'Donohue, Michaela Gaston. Great team for a pledge of $75. Yeah, why not? By calling 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-439-5732. Or securely online at kpfa.org. And then we've just been granted permission, right, to offer Visionary Activist Show Archival Gold part one, but it's we rummaged around, right, and found some really useful, some a little bit recently, Hendrika de Vries from 21, but it's about growing up in occupied, Nazi-occupied Amsterdam. Extremely crucial. Karen Gedney, her work really transforming trauma into dangerous, beautiful assignment. 30 Years Behind Bars is her powerful book. Lily Yeh, also horror into dangerous, beautiful assignment, making beauty in difficult places. Pir Zia, leader of the Sufi Order International and dedicated degree in Hermeticism. It was very lucky when I interviewed him. I didn't know he was a big deal, right? I mean, I knew, like, what a pleasant fellow. But so we had a really to and fro, and he was like, oh, that was one of the most fun conversations I've had on air. It's a pretty great show. We found it for you. It's from December 3rd, 2009. Dennis Dutton about the power of the land, Janine Benyus. I admire her so much, and now she's, you know, too famous to come back on the air, but really, really crucial. And Naomi Shihab Nye, kindness. And Alex Gray. Oh, I almost forgot. We found our Alex Gray show from October 16th, 2003. Legendary, fantastic, much admired, truly visionary artist Alex Gray, praising, invoking the necessary mystical art to guide and inspire culture at this time of dire beauty. I certainly have been saying the same things for a long time, but you can have that entire collection. Oh, the cat. There we go. The cat is playing with the dials. Okay, she turned the volume up though. But so here we are. Okay, we're humming along. Thank you, David, American Canyon, California. That's great. I'm going to readjust the cat's dialing of the boards. Pledge on behalf of your cat. Yes, pledge on behalf of cats and dogs. I hear that they listen. Mine certainly are engaged. So. Let's animate. And, you know, many things you can have for a donation of any amount, you can have writer and activist Barbara Ehrenreich. Yes, all honor, on women's leadership and her legacy of woofiness to mark the launch of KPFA's new 8 a.m. show, Law and Disorder. with host Kat Brooks. We've included Michelle Alexander on her classic book from 2010, The New Jim Crow. Yes, that's evergreen pertinent so far, unfortunately, but fortunately to have it, and Salman Rushdie. And thanks to all donors at all levels, and to become a sustaining donor. Yeah, I'm just reading the pitch points. Here we go. All right, we come back to here we are. Okay, team. Let me also just remind us of Yahya Labobidi, the power of saying a lot in a little. Virgo into Libra this night. This is an equinoctial night. The equinox is brewing. It will be exact at 6:04 p.m. tonight. I feel we should be participatory. I love Mitch Jezrich, and he was, guest hosting the show before this and does his own fantastic show. He's a wonderful colleague, as really onstage and backstage teammates at KPFA really are. So we're supporting the whole team for voices so crucial to now. You know, and so... Now, thank you, Mitch Jezrich. And then just going back to Yahya Labobidi, salvation is on the other side of our greatest danger. I go, okay, that's where we are. In the deep end, you know, every stroke counts, right? So we're in the deep end, and I'm just going to play with it. In the deep end, every stroke counts. In the deep end, every pledge counts, you know. I'm going to invoke Marge Piercy, her charm for attracting wild money. She says, I will rub my hands with honey and run through the vaults of banks. Come, you know, money. You know, I will not imprison you in dark, clanking trust funds. No, soon you'll be free to join others of your kind. Come, honey, money, and build a murmuring swarm in, she says, my purse, in KPFA's coffers. That's right. Again, redeemed. It's redeemed. Joan in Pleasanton, California. Love, love, love the Visionary Activist show. Carolyn's fantastic, as are her guests. Bless your heart. Bless your heart with a magic pledge of 50. We love numbers of 5 or anything upon intuitive whim that you want to contribute. So, yeah, and again, part of our training here, our, you know, radio show, mystery school, disguised as whatever we think it is, you know, to get creative, to bring all our skills to the table, let every tyranny be an incentive to get more creative, to create more experimental beauty. So it's the gravity of the situation is before us, the heartening many ways to tell the story. I am wild with participatory enthusiasm about this election unfurling before us November 8th, just because it's a full moon lunar eclipse, right? And everything real, everything symbolic, everything speaking to us. What this show has been dedicated to, you know, in a sense, astrology, and people go, oh, astrology, I don't believe in that. No, don't believe in anything. It's an encouragement. It's a remedial process to get us humans to be intimate with the world by being able to read it symbolically, to step back into the choreography of creation, to dust off all of our skills. Remember the Thai saying, because we were never colonized, we never lost our animism, right? The loss of animism is evidence of a colonized mind, you know, and so many good people have been snookered into tying their magic hand behind their backs, and we're going to play clip number 5 that will remind us of that. Here we go.
Wait, I have another arm. It's my magic arm. I just... two of them. So, you know, for exactly. All of us...
Right, exactly.
Oh, that's a good...
The unseen world. That's what we're talking about now.
Yes.
Working within that power we have.
Yes.
In our conscious mind, send those emails to them directly with your mind. Yes. You know, this is what ceremony is about. This is what connecting to spirit's about. This is what I'm trying to get at when I say evoker. We say evoke the spirit, send that power. And I like what you've said many times, Carolyn. It was like that until now.
Right.
So as we speak in this moment, we're activating the power we have to change things with the unseen world of spirit. This is, personally, the feeling I get in a powerful place like Yosemite, evoking with working with the ancestors of this land in our ceremonies, we have seen miracles happen. I'm just going to go ahead and share that.
Mm-hmm.
So when our elder put it in my ear many years ago, we have to work with the miracle of life. We have to break the spell of just being running on academics and what we call politics, because like you said, it's all connected, but we're not going to limit it, as you just described. Get both hands out there and work the magic if that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. There's a whole other level of commitment to put your vote into that world, too.
Right, right.
So mm-hmm. serious. It's very serious, because we know it's a rigged game. We know it's corrupt.
Yes. And we are here to compost corruption. If we can compost corruption into nutrient for democracy, we have a nearly infinitely renewable resource. So again, you know, playing with the dynamic. Okay, team, I see that we need to do a little more rousing. I have a little more rousing excerpts, a few bits from the Equinox Address, which you can have the whole thing on a download, because who needs plastic CDs, by calling 1-800-439-5732. Pledging for those who can't, your dogs, your cats, your vegetables, the slime mold and the thing, you know, I mean, all of that, all of life is on this ballot. You know, people say, oh, it's always been called the most important. Do we want to keep the opportunity to make democracy real and to, through looking at all of its corrupt betrayals, again, full on, you know, turn that into woof, right? That's really what we're here to be doing. And we remember Abigail Adams saying, remember the ladies, do not put such unlimited power into the hands of the husbands or men. If particular care and attention is not paid to the ladies, we are determined to foment a rebellion. Well, that's what this election actually is. It's like, oh, women rising up. And we'll not hold ourselves bound by any laws in which we have no voice or representations, saith Abigail Adams, undercover witch. We go, oh, that's great. That's great. All right, so now let us play Ami's Ogun, number 6. Here we go.
It's an oversimplification to just view Ogun as like the god of war. Ogun keeps the tools and the earth elements, especially iron, all the tools such as knives, to either kill or clear the path in the woods, till the earth, fix things. And so Ogun represents our primordial force and energy to call upon when you want tools for fixing, for planting, for protection, for building, and for clearing a path forward. And so we bring in the sonic amplification by singing, Ogun de re a re re, ille bo po lo guba, Ogun wan ille oke wa lo na o, ille bo po lo guba e.
Oof. Oh, Ami calls it in. She's called it in every show for 26 years with Oya Day. Remember, Oya hurls her horsetail whip and summons the winds of change. And so does Steve in Sausalito. Thank you. Thank you very much. And Ben in Novato. Come on, team. We're going to have our blessing. Let's play the last clip now and then full-on exhortation. But right before we do, it's like, come on, team. You know, as Mitch was saying, you know, everybody chip in, you know, just anything really as a pledge. Do you listen to this show? Do you listen to this station? Woof, woof, woof. Two in response, equal, equal. Blessing in, blessing out. The quality of blessing is intrinsic to the universe. You know, may it go well for you and for you. And right now, you know, we all put out and we not well want to magnetize in. So it's equal, equal. Equal night, equal day, equal Mars, equal Venus, equal humans and the rest of our kin. And here's our last clip, and I'll come back in after that.
You know, that we ask our Creator for the blessings of us being in this sacred circle this evening to share from our heart, mind, spirit, that this world receive the healing that's needed to bring us back into a sacred balance with all life, and that miracle will take place through these elections to get the right people in there. It'll evoke our ceremonies throughout the land, inside and outside ourselves with our community, and define us for the future generations, what could it can look like.
Beautiful. Oh. And Sean, do you have a woof to speak forth?
May we remember always that nobility and generosity are deeply intertwined, and with that, may we who have received so much blessing from the living world always return generous prayers, generous offerings, generous attention. May we learn through giving how to be, again, a part of the true cycle of life and renewal.
All right. Okay. And Pat, do you have do you want to have a silent blessing or a spoken blessing, whatever you want? Or an infomercial for our upcoming council.
Yeah, I can give you the 411 on the Kamala situation. But let kindness be the currency of politics and society.
Mm.
You know, elevate politics over pranks. That supportive collective action is a viable solution to manifest society's dreams.
Yeah.
Grow our hearts so the seeming stranger is included and accepted as a friend.
Mm. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so delighted to cahoot with all of you for quite a while now, and for everybody here. Many names I see show up going, oh, hello, that's wonderful, it's really good. I hand it to you, Ami, because I said for our outro, we want something jaunty. Because jaunty means lively and confident.
Yes.
So you said you have a lively.
I do.
Okay, let's do it.
It's a song for Oshun, and this song is dedicated to our hand that's been, our magical hand that's been tied behind our back. May it be liberated, like the shackles that bind our minds, our bodies, and most importantly, our belief in magic, in dreams, and in the power of our fierce, radical imagination.
May we all be liberated. Liberated and liberating. Thank you, team. Thank you, Janice and Berkeley, Visionary Activist Show, Archival Gold. She pledged for that. You can pledge for that, too. You know, here we are on our way out. Thanks so much to Radha Keel and all the team at KPFA. I'm Caroline Casey, CoyoteNetworkNews.com. But also, just we still got a smidge of time again, 1-800-439-5732, or pledging online, kpfa.org would be so wonderful. You know, for a $75 pledge, you can have the Autumnal Equinox recording for $100, as Janice and Berkeley did. You can have the Visionary Activist Show Archival Gold Part 1. Thank you all so much, team. Keep calling. Keep calling. We're almost in a respectable realm, but we're still in three numbers. Come on, team. Woof, woof, woof. Keep it going. Do you want this show to keep going? 26 years? Yes, you do. Again, here we go. We will reconvene next week. Keep pledging. 1-800-439-5732. Thanks, Rod.